Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Microbes are amazing things. They thrive in the harshest of environments, from hot springs to glaciers, and even oil sands tailings ponds. Tara Penner researched these microbes for her graduate studies, and now she's continuing this investigation at Syncrude Canada. As Tara explains, it was the mid-1990s before scientists suspected microbes were producing gas bubbles that appeared in tailings ponds.
The other interesting thing that was observed at this time was that in the areas of the tailings ponds that were producing more gas, the tailings were densifying more quickly and releasing more water. And so this is really important because the big problem with our tailings is that it's this yogurt-like substance that holds on to a lot of the water. So any way that we can release more water from the tailings and create a more solid, dense material, that's going to help with our reclamation efforts.
When Tara Penner set out to identify the different microbes, she found that instead of just a handful of species, there were literally hundreds populating the tailings ponds. As well, they were similar to those same microbes that live in natural lake sediments, the ones that degrade plant and animal material. Thanks today to Syncrude Canada. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.